ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, don't get up, but can we get a weather update from the Chill Zone AC? Featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
I'm going to just say the level of drug that I have been prescribed, but I haven't taken any yet. Ooh, all right. Gotta tell you, let me get my mic over here a little bit. We got some cloudy skies out here. Winds are blowing at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Winds are coming out of the east. But as they get here over the west, it seems like they're just stagnant, which means that is a good sign for evening rain. So I'm going to say it's about 80, 85 degrees. You got a 10 to 15 mile an hour easterly wind. It is cloudy now, which means that as these clouds form over the west portion of Broward and Dade and Palm Beach, you're going to get an evening shower.
Man, what a marvel, even with a hurt knee.
So I'm going to just go ahead on and call that.
All right.
And I would say you guys know it was coming. It is starting to warm up. The humidity is a little bit higher. It's not as cool in the mornings, mm-hmm. even though the temperature is the same. So that means, you know, with the humidity, you're going to get a little more chance of rain. That's it. You can turn on the TV and get all them. And anybody know where Melissa is?
No.
Who's right. Melissa?
There's a
storm that they've been talking about for
brewing.
About a month.
Storms are brewing. No, I don't know.
Oh, they got to the M's already?
More, yeah. That's what I was getting ready to say, Vlad. Anybody else impressed that we already on him?
I'm shocked.
I'm impressed, I didn't know. But I'm trying to dodge it like the ACC schedule, you know? Like, I'm not saying anything about it.
Ooh. We had that.
I want to stay with no losses.
Didn't we have that one weekend where we were getting feeder bands from
somewhere? Yeah, there was that storm that was out, and it was supposed to like get real bad, especially that was the weekend I was up in Central Florida. But and the rain was nasty, but no, we've gotten pretty lucky so far.
And when is it's end of November, right?
Yeah, to be on the safe side.
All right.
Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Okay, cool.
They say
Thanksgiving Day weekend is.
Yeah, that's Ohio State Michigan weekend.
Yes, sir.
That's when y'all get your ass kicked.
They said that last year, Vlad.
Yeah, They never beat them.
This is the year. I was talking about this yesterday. This is gonna be the year. I think Ryan Day's gonna they gonna put a beat down on you guys. That's gonna be like, eh.
That's what they said last year.
You know
Vlad.
What? We kicked your ass for 4 years. You guys got it. All right, cool. But it's gonna be like yeah.
All right. I got you.
You're gonna be double digit underdogs at home.
You think?
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
No chance.
I think so.
No chance.
What is Michigan's record?
Like 5-2, maybe.
We lost to Oklahoma.
Okay.
And lost to somebody out. I want to say out west. I can't remember. USC. No, we beat USC.
Let's see.
No, we
lost. No, you lost to USC.
Lost to USC. Yeah.
Yeah, you just beat Washington. Lost to USC 31-13.
And lost Oklahoma, right?
24-13. Yeah. You've beaten New Mexico, yeah. Nebraska, Central Michigan, because you got those signs. Wisconsin, and then Washington. You got Michigan State this week.
Yeah, they're 5-2.
There you go. Yeah. Heat season begins tonight. Taking on the Orlando Magic at 7 o'clock.
How are we feeling? No. I want to know from what are your projections for the Miami Heat in such an early portion of the season? Because there's 4 or 5 teams we know what they're going to be, right? I'm still going to be a little cautious with how I look at Orlando because it seems like every time they get to that moment, somebody gets hurt and they haven't been, you know, had a full team to go into those moments. But you know, New York's going to be there. You got,
we'll see. I mean, they already got injury issues. You got Karl Anthony Towns making a stink. Seems like he's not too happy that he was in Giannis trade rumors. You know, we'll see. Mike Brown, you think he's going to make things better? I don't know. He had that one little fluky light the beam. Got those Tibbs minutes catching up all of a sudden. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see, dude. I don't know.
Vlad. He can't do it, right?
I just did.
You tried.
You guys are gonna be sitting here all
summer. You tried.
If you guys don't get off to that fast start, then you'll be.
Who else? I can't believe we traded
all those picks for Bridges.
You tried.
We'll see, dude.
You try. This is his.
We'll see how you guys were so happy.
You were. You know what? You
we know, don't know what Indiana's gonna be.
I don't think Indiana's gonna be very good. Huh. And I'm telling you, somebody who, like, I really respected Indiana last year. I said that they were going to be better than Orlando. I didn't think they were going to get to the finals, but I hate the way they play. I just don't know how you do it without your killer. Like, he's
right. Is he we a don't killer?
Just Halib, dude. What? Come on, dude, you're not going to sit here upset with what I'm saying.
No.
Halliburton isn't a killer.
Timeout.
As much flack as that dude took throughout the whole year.
No, listen, I'm not saying he's a dog. No, I'm not saying he's not a dog. I'm not saying he's not a dog. I'm not saying that. He's a dog.
Okay.
But when you're talking about killers, you know, when I'm thinking about killers, I'm thinking about the D Wades. I'm thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about Kobe.
But them? Yes.
Halliburton's good, but like to me, he ain't getting you 30.
That's not his game. But he's going to get to the last shot.
But he's going
to
– right.
He'll take the last shot.
The last shot is cool, but just sometimes when I'm thinking about a guy, like when you're thinking about a killer, let put it this way. When Bron went for 45, 15, and 7 in game 6, that was a killer. He wasn't waiting for them last minute. To me, that a killer is a guy from the beginning that ball tips off to the final whistle.
They went 7 with his Achilles snapping last year.
No, his Achilles snapped after game 2. I mean, got hurt in game 2. Then it snapped in game 6.
I'm just like, I'm telling
you. Listen, he's a dog. I'm saying that. And I'm not saying, you're right. That's the engine. He's the engine. He's like, the engine.
Like the same thing with Tatum. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to throw up a bunch of threes. You got to give respect to the Celtics. It's like,
what about Cleveland?
Okay. But they lost Jason Tatum, Porzingis, and Drew Holiday. And respect to Peyton Pritchard. But like, you think that's going to be a really, like, that's a top 4 team for you guys? Why? Because of the uniforms?
No, I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying
what about Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland will be good. I'm not going to certainly say anything about them. They curb stomp the Heat.
Anybody else we thinking of in the East?
But I don't. But Cleveland,
Atlanta.
Cleveland. You got Darius Garland already hurt with the turf toe. He was already a parking cone, and now he's out there going to be hindered with something. Speed's kind of his game, and that's not great for him. Don't forget about gorgeous haired Max Strus is out with some Jones fracture. So he's out for a little bit.
that, you know, when you start giving it names like that, you know, this ain't no timetable.
Giannis, I mean, I don't know what, I think the Bucks can be kind of decent, but like, does he want to be there? Like, he's out here flirting with everybody.
I mean, so you think, so there's Milwaukee.
Man, it's only the Knicks and Cleveland, man. Stop playing with everybody.
Is it the Knicks?
It's the Knicks and Cleveland.
Are we sure?
Yeah, it is. I know it hates you. I know it pains you.
You don't think Giannis can do nothing with
No.
Okay.
It's the Knicks and Cleveland.
What about Atlanta?
Atlanta's a wait and see because now you
Atlanta's a wait and see, so is Orlando.
I think Atlanta's got a
potential.
I trust Atlanta more than I trust Orlando.
I still got to wait and see. Because you're talking about Porzingis, and you know his ass about to get hurt any given time.
That's fair.
So you got to wait and see. Orlando, funny thing about Orlando is their keys. Jalen Suggs.
Yes, he's going to, but I think he's going to play tonight.
What I'm just saying for their season is if Jalen Suggs is healthy.
Well, it's also like Bane's got to be, I think, something I think they're expecting something out of Desmond Bane, and maybe Desmond Bane will be great because of. Maybe these players around him are better, but I mean, he hit John Morant. John Morant was like an MVP candidate, and Jaren Jackson. Like, so you need Franz and Paolo to be like
one guy that plays 29 minutes and gets Defensive Player of the Year nominations, and another guy who doesn't know if he's gonna, you know.
Yeah, but they're never good. But my point is, Vlad, like when they play, they're good. Not with Desmond Bane. Desmond Bane was kind of always. He's Aquaman. He's not even a Robin. Like he's. He's the extra part of the Justice League.
He's a superhero,
but he's just
in
not.
In terms of superhero, he's a bum superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. They overpaid for Desmond Bane. I'm going to say it. He's going to drop 40 into that, honestly, isn't he?
Oh, he's going to put 50.
Hey, you know, like, you are notorious for this right here. What's the Desmond Bane over under?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see. I haven't even looked at props tonight.
Oh, I'm looking.
Let's see.
I mean, I know you only look at props for, you know, the Porpoise Pod or whatever.
Porpoise
right,
props,
Miami,
please.
Orlando. Respect I on got you segments. Right here. Player props. Desmond Bane, 16.5.
Lost a lot of money on the Dolphins last week.
Can you and can't you, like, on the Hard Rock, you can bet what if he scores 25 points?
You can. Right?
You can
do player props to record 25.
He is actually.
They don't actually have him listed. They only,
Desmond Bane, plus 475.
Plus 475
points.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's it right there.
Just because you want to go against my take?
Here's the problem.
You're a nefarious creature. You know that?
Why?
Because you're just betting against the Heat because I said something about Desmond. You are. 25 points for Desmond Bane?
You do know that Orlando can't score either, right? Like, they're just as bad as Miami in scoring.
Right.
Matter of fact, I might take the under in the total. Because both teams could hardly score.
I mean, like, you. So last year, the Heat would average what, 112?
110.
110.
110.
Mm-hmm.
And the average win?
120.
Is 120?
Mm-hmm.
So just out of curiosity.
You know, actually, I'm kind of looking at it. Oh, that's 30.
Where the Heat going to get 10 more points from with Tyler out?
Well, they got Norman Powell. I don't know if you heard.
Did they score 120 at all this preseason?
I don't remember. They did the last game. The last game was like one because they lost like 140 to like 125. I think they did multiple.
Nobody cared.
Luda and the riot stats don't count.
Well, they did. You asked, did they score or did they not score?
Here we go. First preseason game, they lost 126 to 118 to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Second preseason
No guards game. In that game, by the way. Everybody was hurt.
Second preseason game, they lost to the Bucks, 103-93.
Yeah, that was a stinker.
Third preseason game, Khalil Ware had a great game, but they lost to the Spurs, 112-107. Fourth game of the preseason, against the same Orlando Magic, they lost 120-104. Fifth preseason game. They lost to the Atlanta Hawks 119-118.
Close.
And in the last preseason game, they lost 141-125. So,
my question to you is this, Tobin.
Yep.
If the average win score is 120.
Okay.
What
Where are we getting those?
Okay, well,
points?
First of all, they're not taking on like the prime Pacers night. Like they've taken on a team that scored less than them last year.
Yeah.
Who has Desmond Bane? Who's good? I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm just saying.
I would say my hope is that Desmond Bane and Powell just even each other out. And now you're just back to okay.
But to support
all the other guys.
To support what Leroy said.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 of the 5 preseason games, you scored under 120. Yeah, but
4 of the 5 preseason games, like, the guys play 18 minutes. Like, Norman Powell's playing 8. We're judging a game that he's gonna play 35 minutes tonight as opposed to half of that. Like, what are we judging it off of?
Okay. Desmond Bane, over 25.
See, yeah, you really taking that, huh? You putting money on
good.
That, huh?
Good for you. Good for you.
I just think that
good for you.
They have a team who hasn't scored and they have somebody who can come in and score, they're gonna say go score.
Okay.
That don't mean they're gonna win. I just think that he's gonna, especially those first couple of games out, he's gonna try to get some points because they haven't had scoring.
Okay.
And then you think that he?
I just don't like your methods. I don't like your methods. What do you mean?
That's reasonable methods.
It's not reasonable.
You give me a reasonable idea of what's going to happen tonight.
No, I just think that you're betting it. I say a couple things about Desmond Bane, and all of a sudden you were like, "Oh, I'm going to go bet his overs." I see what you're doing. It's nefarious.
I would have said it whether you said anything about Desmond Bane or not.
You definitely would not have, dude.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Then okay. What do you think is going to happen?
What do I think is going to happen? Yeah. I think off night's going to have him on an off night. Shut down city from Davion Mitchell.
Okay.
Who's going to shut down Paolo?
I don't know if you've heard. We got one of the best defenders in the league. His name's Bam Adebayo.
I remember Paolo giving him 30.
And who's got Franz?
I remember Bam Adebayo hitting a game winner over Paolo. They've had some good battles.
Okay.
I remember him shutting him down at the buzzer, too. So that's good. That's good that he got one. Good for him.
Who's going to stop the German Ruga?
I don't know if you did. Have I not talked about the Super Cup enough? Have you guys not been paying attention? I think this is insulting. It's really insulting. Have we not talked about the Super Cup enough?
Do you understand?
Did he not say don't mention the Super Cup or anything Europe?
I don't know like what we're doing here. Did we not like?
Do you understand sometimes why you want to just choke him or pinch his cheeks? I can't figure out what. What the hell? Which way to go at this?
No, you guys. I didn't realize I was doing a show with the two Orlando Magic fanatics, like Locked On Magic over here. You know, Wagner is German for bricks, right?
LOM.
He said Wagner is German for bricks.
Uns content 3-ball. Uns. All right, too much.
Yeah, that's a little too much before his older brother comes in and wipes out your whole front court.
We'll take a break. Basketball is back. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T14.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.